I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump said his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status, a short-term permission to reside in the United States.
We have to be very careful. Everybody needs totally proper documentation because, the Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going to the Bahamas that weren't supposed to be there. I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come in to the United States, including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and some very, very bad drug dealers.
The president told reporters at the White House Monday, "We're talking to a lot of different people." U.S. President Trump is also denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else with the president's abrupt cancellation of the peace talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. election. At a Tuesday news briefing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the person named in the Russian reports did work for the Russian president's office. This is VOA News. Residents of a dozen villages in disputed Kashmir say nighttime raids by Indian troops began just before the New Delhi government stripped the region of its statehood last month. The residents told the Associated Press that soldiers inflicted beatings on young men and forced them to eat dust and threatened to kidnap their sisters. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi speaking today at the UN Human Rights Council.
Human rights are being trampled with impunity by India. The people of this occupied land are suffering systematic and serial violations of their fundamental freedoms.
Indian authorities say the allegations are false. North Korea has offered to resume stalled nuclear talks with the United States. It has also conducted yet another weapons test. More on North Korea's latest conflicting signals from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Hours after offering to sit face-to-face with U.S. officials, North Korea launched its 10th round of weapons since May. South Korea's military says the two projectiles traveled 330 kilometers. The tests appear designed to increase leverage ahead of nuclear talks, if those talks ever take place. Even if talks did occur, Seoul-based political analyst June Park says it's not clear either side has softened their stance.
What will come out of the meeting is still under question because Choi Soon-hee has been noted as saying she expects to see a different kind of calculation method. And I'm not quite sure whether the U.S. is ready to present something like that.
Talks have been stalled since a second summit in February between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
President Trump has not responded to the latest launch. The U.S. president has said he has no problem with North Korea's other short-range launches. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said today it would be extremely inappropriate for the U.S. or any other foreign government to interfere in the city's affairs. The embattled leader's warning was in response to a rally outside the U.S. consulate on Sunday, held by pro-democracy demonstrators calling for a passage of a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress aimed at boosting their efforts. Sunday's rally evolved into yet another violent clash between protesters accused of vandalizing subway stations and blocking traffic, and riot police who responded by firing tear gas to force the protesters to disperse.
Violence should be stopped for the benefit of Hong Kong. But going forward, to mend the rift in society and to bring back peace, then we are very willing to engage people directly in a dialogue.
Lam further warned violence would only deepen the conflict. Joe Palca, VOA News.